Hello and welcome to Drink Discussion. His name's Jason.
And his name's Kieran.
How are you today, Jason?
I'm very well, Kieran. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. I was going to complain about the weather, then the weather got better, and then it got worse to complain about again.
Yeah.
And as I was like out today doing my job, I was kind of like, oh, it's pretty nice weather. And then driving here, it's like, oh, those are like the clouds from Mordor. So, yeah, I'm feeling...
What is that long, tall tower in the distance that's looking at me?
Yes, with its giant fiery eyeball. Yeah. It needs some of those, like, I don't know, conjunctivitis drops or some shit. But yeah, the weather's been quite insane. It doesn't feel like it's the last month of spring.
No, it is really weird. And I keep thinking, like, it's almost December and it's still fucking raining outside. But in saying that, sunshine's coming this weekend.
Yeah, sunshine's coming this weekend, but I'm not sure if there's quite enough of it because Kirsten and I, finally having our honeymoon after, you know, getting married right before a global pandemic, just a pro tip out there to anyone who is getting married, do it after a pandemic and not before a pandemic if you can predict it.
So, one of those poor people who had a wedding set to happen in a pandemic.
Yeah.
So sorry.
But yeah,
I was meant to go to a wedding, and for the first time ever, we were about to go to a wedding where neither my wife or myself had to be involved in any capacity, and then COVID hit. And I was like,
oof.
Oh, come on. Because every other wedding, I have been a groomsman or a best man and I've got to be involved in some way, or my wife has been a bridesmaid or a maid of honor, or even doing the makeup for somebody, and it's just a hassle.
Like, yeah.
One of us has to travel differently.
But with this honeymoon, we're going to America to do Christmas with my American side of the family. But, you know, part of the appeal was it'll be like, oh, it's hot and summery, and then we go over there and it's like cold and wintry. But it's cold and wintry here, just without snow.
Yeah.
So we're going from like winter B to winter A.
Yeah.
And, you know, where's the variation?
Well, as long as you have eggnog, Christmas sweater on, and...
Oh, yes to that.
You have National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation on.
No, not the Christmas movie that I do.
Love Actually.
No.
Ooh, well, that's my two Christmas movies done.
Really? Because there's one Christmas movie.
The Grinch.
No.
No? Okay. I'm thinking. Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's a horror film. Are you thinking of The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Maybe.
Yeah, no. Not that. No? You're missing it. It's like... It's not just a great Christmas movie. It's one of the greatest films ever made.
And it's probably like fucking right there in my face, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it should be.
I don't know. You're going to have to tell me.
What if I told you it features Germans?
What, Downfall?
No. What if I told you it's set in Los Angeles?
Germans and set in Los Angeles. What movie is this? Come on, give me another clue.
Okay. It's late 80s is when it was made.
It's not Eurotrip. That's not a Christmas movie, but still a great film.
And it's insanely quotable. There's some...
Die Hard!
Yes, Die Hard!
Oh my God.
How did it take you so long to get to Die Hard? It's just such a good movie. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
I cannot believe that. I'm ashamed. I've just going to sit here with my head on the pop filter now, ashamed for 3 seconds. Hang on.
All right. Now, while you're doing that, I just wanted to go into why Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Come back.
So, Die Hard, set on Christmas Eve. All right. There's, you know, Santa costumes. There's some Christmas carols in it. Now, if you say that, some people say that, oh, Die Hard's not a Christmas movie. And it's like, well, if you say that, then neither is Home Alone. Neither is... Love Actually.
I can't believe I forgot Home Alone 2. I am off. What the hell?
And Home Alone.
Yeah. I forgot about that one.
You said Home Alone 2.
No, I forgot about Home Alone 2, as in, like, as well.
But not just Home Alone 2, the sequel.
Yeah. But yeah. I also forgot about Home Alone 1 and 2, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, 2 is a great one. I had the video set.
You know
the double-sided one. So I had like Home Alone 1 and 2 in the video set. It was a massive box.
That sounds very thick. I mean, you know, Home Alone 2 is one of the few films to feature an American president.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Which president was that? Oh, Trump.
Yeah, you weren't expecting that, were you?
I forgot about that like small cameo. And like when you watched it originally, you're like, oh my God, it's Trump. Now you're like, oh my God, it's fucking Trump.
It's like that... I can't remember who it was. Someone who was in World War One wrote a story about seeing an injured soldier and letting him live. And it's just like, yeah, chances are, based on that person's, you know, battle history and all that, that he accidentally let Hitler live. Yeah, it's like that person is like, oh, what an interesting poem about like mercy and war. And it's like, no, dude, you let Hitler live. it's one of those things that like we look back on and we go, oh, that's interesting. It's kind of like, I think it might have been removed from Friends on modern broadcasts, but I think on like some, you know, VHS editions of like series 1 through 7 of Friends, they've got like a, like, here's a shot of the New York skyline. It's like Twin Towers.
Yeah, and it's in the DVD sets. And then, yeah, in more recent years, like they've actually cut out.
And yeah. Same with, there was a scene that was apparently, I never saw it, in a trailer for the original Sam Raimi Spider-Man film. Where Spider-Man like webs up a helicopter.
That's the one with Tobey Maguire.
Yeah. Webs up a helicopter between the two towers, and then that happens. So, you know, they remove that scene. Interestingly, a movie that I saw for the first time recently, but I already knew about this, Lilo and Stitch.
Have you never seen that?
No, I watched it recently. It was all right.
Oh, Hannah means family.
Oh, that's not bad. That's a good impression. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know how there's...
The Chicka Baba!
Downstitch. Dog thing. So, you know how there's that thing where they're, like, flying through, like, the Hawaiian tropical rainforest and mountains and stuff?
Yeah.
Originally, that was meant to be through the city, and then 9/11 happened, so they just painted over, like, the backgrounds... with like,
let's put a forest in,
make it a forest, yeah, because like, you know, the plane movements and all that are the same. Someone leaked it onto Reddit, like the original was like, this is how it was meant to look, and it was like half done, and it's like, yeah, they, you know, you can see why they changed it, because it looks very much like, it's all very well and innocent, but then 9/11 happens and it's like, well, we can't put this out,
yeah,
because people are going to be like, you know, it's disrespectful flying a plane through a city, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
God, it just is incredible to think, like, one event changes so many, like, not just the outcome of the world, but, like, small things like movies and cinemas.
And what people feel comfortable seeing and watching and putting in stuff. Like, there's also some other examples of, like, just people using 9/11 as a plot device. Have you ever heard of a film called Remember Me?
No.
It's a romance, and, you know, at the end, everything's all very nice. And it cuts to some reason for like a classroom, the girl and the boy, they have a phone call and everything's good now. And it slowly zooms out from him. He's in an office building. And then there's a teacher writing like, today is September 11th. And then as it zooms out, it's like, oh, he's in one of the Twin Towers.
Oh,
and it's
no.
Sort of like this ending where it's like, yeah, nah, this guy's going to die.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And it's kind of like one of those endings that people put up there is like, was that necessary? Like, you could have just let it end instead of just like, he was going to die in 9/11 all along. It's like, you don't have to be M. Night Shyamalan, you know? Not everything is a twist. Anyway, speaking of insensitive, let's do insensitive things to our kidneys and have some drinks.
That sounds good. Let's do it. So, first drink.
I see you've got a can.
I do.
With, now, look, I say this because I asked you, hey, is it this drink? And you're like, yeah, it is. But I'm going to say it anyway. Those are some quite fruity colours, Jason.
They are. We are drinking Sungazer fruity beer.
So, you know, Sungazer's a really good band.
Is it?
Have you ever heard of Adam Neely?
No.
He's a guy on YouTube who explains really deep musical concepts. He plays bass in that band. You ever heard the song Seabat?
No.
The one that's like... No. Oh, anyway.
I only realised recently that I was listening to a Rush song on repeat.
Oh, what song?
I will tell you later, but when I remember, I don't remember the name of it. Right. But
anyway, the band Sungazer, incredibly good, definitely worth a check out.
Okay, well, let's hope this is incredibly good.
Yeah. So, what flavor is it?
Well, firstly, the three drinks that we are trying from Sungazer, they're all fruity beers, they're all 4.2% alcohol, and they're all one standard drink. So we're going to get a really nice uniform strength.
Yep.
They're not going to be overpowering of one another. It might just be the flavor. So the first one we're trying is natural mango flavor.
Cool.
Yeah. Well,
do you want to crack open that can?
Oh, I certainly do. And I'm really hoping, given it's a nice tight can, that it's got a really nice like crack to it. So. Oh, wasn't as good as what it I was thought kind of standard. It was, but it was all right.
You know, when I made a guest appearance on friend of the show, Blake King's podcast, I brought a drink.
Yes, I listened to that.
Did you hear that can sound?
The can. I actually went back and listened to it about three times. It was like a spaceship taking off.
Yeah. So, yeah, that interestingly, the comic book we were looking at was one called Crossover. And it was like, oh, because we're doing a crossover, we'll, you know, I'll bring a drink.
How much you got?
I don't know. You've brought. We're using Moscow Mule mugs, which, if anyone doesn't know, they're like a brassy metal mug that you're meant to have a Moscow Mule in. Jason has already told me he's never done that.
No, I was drinking out of this recently at a particular birthday party.
Yes.
Mine, because I'm 30 now.
Yeah, welcome to the old age club.
Well, let's talk about that in a minute, but let's first try this mango flavor.
Oh, well, I can smell it. It smells like real mango.
It does. Oh, you wouldn't think that's beer.
No, but maybe they're using beer in the sense of, like, you know, beer as a process. You know, you brew it. I'm not sure. Is this legally beer, or is this, like, beer, like ginger beer as a beer?
Well, I don't think so. But it is. I'll read out what the description on the website is. So these are actually made by Carlton Brewing.
Okay.
So I didn't get any information.
So a major multinational, so we can shit on it if we don't like it.
I opted not to get any particular information about them because they own so many brands and things. So we're going to stick with the drinks and talk about our normal topics today. So this one is the natural mango flavor. And as I said, they're all 4.2% alcohol or one standard drink. Light and fruity flavored with a short finish. The mango aroma is carried onto the palate 100% because it literally smells like a mango in a cup. This refreshing beer has dominant tropical notes complemented with subtle malt and low bitterness. Well, I'd have to agree that that's a really good description.
But I'm not feeling any bitterness. Honestly, it's sort of like if someone got SodaStream and made some just soda water and then like add a dash of mango flavor.
Yeah. It doesn't have an over, like the smell of it is absolutely, I would love to smell that all day.
I definitely feel like I'm sniffing on a mango right now, you know?
The sniffing a mango.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever eaten mango. Like I've had it in a smoothie, but I've never just like ate a mango.
No.
Have you? I mean, you're a vegetable guy.
I have
so,
had
you
mangoes
know,
before. Quite nice.
Aren't they very messy to eat?
They are quite messy. They're very sticky.
Yeah.
But they do taste really
nice. That sounds like
they're really,
not
really
my
refreshing
kind of food. I don't think I'm going to be into that.
Well, you know what might be your kind of thing?
What?
So I had a friend come back recently.
From the dead?
From the dead, yeah. I didn't even know I went to his fucking funeral. He just rocked up at my house dead.
Was it 3 days later after they removed the rock from the tomb?
Yeah.
And he said, like, heaven's open now.
Yeah.
And as long as you believe in me, you go to heaven?
Yeah, exactly. He's invited me over for some...
That's not your friend, my brother in Christ. That's Jesus Christ.
Well, he's invited me over for this big birthday bash on the 25th of December.
Oh,
or
nice.
Something. Like, it's going to be wild, man.
And let me guess, he's catering with, like, fish and bread?
Yeah. For me, it's going to be the bread, but, you know, whatever.
And also, because you're a veggie, don't drink the wine, because, like, it's actually his blood.
I'm vegetarian.
Is his blood.
What if I want to be a vampire?
Yeah, but you could be a vegetarian vampire, like the Twilight.
I sparkle in the sun.
You know, did you read any of the Twilight books?
No.
Well, I read the first two. And I will say I read them when I was in year 12 because a lot of the girls who I was in high school with, they were like, oh my God, this is so good. And I read it because
to
I was
get
like,
in with them.
No. I read it because it's like everyone was shitting on it. And I was like, wait, like, hang on. I should at least like read this before I shit on it. And my original plan was like, I'm going to read all four books. And I read two books and I was just like, this is bullshit. I've read two books of bullshit. but at least I can say objectively, like, if you've seen, like, we all know there's a difference between book and film. You know, film's never quite the same. But I can honestly say that the Twilight is shit. And, I feel like you should at least read it to suffer a little so that you know it's shit.
Well, this is not shit, this thing I'm about to show you.
Okay, what is it?
I had a friend come back from Europe on a holiday.
From the dead, right?
The guy from the dead, yeah.
Yep.
And he went to a little shop in Scotland
Ooh.
That provided bottle openers made of goat's horns.
Oh, that is cool.
How cool is that?
Oh, it's a little smoother and softer than I would have thought.
Yeah, and we couldn't, like, he brought
a couple back. I feel like I need to be careful with this. Like, you wouldn't open it holding it all the way back at the tip.
No.
You want to, like, that, yeah.
Yeah, and we were trying to work out whether it's, like, replica or whether it's real. To me, honestly, it looks real. Like, the paint on there sort of seems like, you know, like some farmers paint like an animal a certain, like they just put a stripe of paint so they know which one's which for whatever reason.
They do?
Yeah. So do you have, you not seen sheep in the outback, they might just do a like a spray of a particular coloured paint so they know how to separate the sheep, you know, the ones that might be kept and the ones that might be not kept.
Well, I'm what the country people would call a city slicker. I'm not really fond of places that don't have a major airport.
Like, so that's about 95% of Australia.
If you're talking in terms of land, yes. If you're talking in terms of people, no. Like, because most people live in a major coastal urban area of state capital city.
But what I like about the horn is the, like, I would obviously open it this way, but the horn curves up. So I feel like if someone was like pissing me off as I'm trying to open my drink, I can just be like, step, step.
Yes, it's always good when you can weaponize your drink pool.
Yeah.
No, that is cool. So, this friend, did they bring you back any other gifts from...
No, it was, we weren't expecting anything. We just went out to dinner and he brought back three. I took that one because it was like the stranger shape. The others were just sort of more...
See, I've already thought about what I might bring you back from America.
Please don't say attitude adjustment.
No, I was actually thinking because we're going to Galaxy's Edge.
Ooh.
I was thinking, like, would you like a kyber crystal?
A kyber crystal?
Yes, the heart of a Jedi's weapon.
Ooh.
Gives it its color.
Ooh. Yeah. That does sound good.
Yeah. What color would you go for?
Oh, see, now that's a tricky question. Because purple for Mace Windu...
Actually, purple has another significance. Because the style of lightsaber fighting that Mace Windu uses, Form 7, is one that's sort of like its light side, but it's close to the edge of darkness. It brings you close to the dark side.
Ooh.
It's the kind of thing that, like, one of the great fan theories is that if Mace Windu had been Anakin's master, he would have been able to teach him how to control his anger and hone that stuff in, because he's used to fighting on the edge of the dark side but not crossing over, knowing where that line is.
So yeah, definitely the purple.
Because the purple is on the edge of, you know, blue and red. And the purple was allegedly only for those who practice Form 7 of fighting.
Ooh. Yeah, no, purple, thanks. Now that you've explained it, that'll be lovely. Thank you very much.
I'm hoping to get a hold of a black kyber crystal.
Ooh.
Like Darksaber.
Ooh. Yeah. No, I'm sticking with purple. That's so cool.
But let's get back to the other color of mango. I'm quite enjoying this, but
it
doesn't
light.
Feel like an alcoholic drink.
No, it doesn't. It's very light, just like they said it was. It's a
not too heavy, not too light.
Yeah,
it's just right.
Life's always better when you see it glass half full, apparently.
What if that glass is a pool and you're drowning?
Well, you're very shit at drinking water or liquid.
What if you're like a tiny, like a shrunken human being in a glass?
Then you fucked.
Yeah. But I think some people out there, science fans, would say that there is no such thing as a glass half full.
No, true.
Because a glass is always full. It's full of 50% water and 50% air.
True. What I do like on the bottom of this can, right? You know how they say, like, things where they're made?
Mm-hmm.
This is the most... made in Australia. This is the most simple explanation of what this drink is. Beer. Made in Australia. That's what it says on the bottom. Look at that.
I mean, I would disagree with the beer, but yeah. No,
it doesn't taste like beer.
Although I just finished my glass mug then, and at the end I got a little bit of a beer feel. But there's no beer taste.
No, it's not.
No taste.
It's quite light.
Yeah.
There's not
very
much,
bubbly, very effervescent.
Yeah, effervescent.
It sparkles along the tongue.
Mm.
So, well, how many tongue sparkles out of 10 would you give this?
We really need to come up with, like, a permanent rating system, don't we?
No, I like the fact that we change it every week.
You like the fact that we change it?
Yeah. I think that's, it makes it more interesting.
All right. But we got to, are we gonna...
And also, I also think that if we come up with a legitimate system, we have to be more legitimate in our tasting.
Oh, yeah, that's
And have to
true.
Be more focused. And the other thing is, do you really think that you can compare those milk drinks to a, you know, a nice champagne in the same system, or are they two different?
We could just keep it in the same realm, you know, like out of...
Well, out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah, just out of 10. Like, we really... It doesn't have to meet a specific criteria.
But I think if we nail it down to one thing, then we will end up developing that criteria.
Well, maybe we should have like a chart, you know, like Top Gear used to do, like the Hot Laps chart.
Or the cool wall.
Yeah, the cool wall, and just see like cool or not cool. Actually, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but that's a very binary system. I prefer our out of 10 and random things. So,
all right.
What is it? Tongue sparkles?
Tongue sparkles? That's so that's 10 like, times fast.
Tongue sparkles, tongue sparkles, tongue sparkles, tongue sparkles, tongue sparkles, that's not tongue fast sparkles.
Enough.
Well,
tongue sparkles, tongue sparkles, tongue sparkles. Well, you're just like, fuck so you.
Actually, with the Russian I've been learning, there is a tongue twister, which is one window, two doors, which is один одно две двери.
Yeah, that's no thanks. But out of tongue sparkles, I'm gonna rate this one a solid.
Oh, it doesn't sound so solid now, does it?
No, it doesn't sound so solid now. Like, cause I really like the smell of it. I love it. I think if they made that into like a candle or something, brilliant. But it's not. It doesn't taste like beer. It's very light. The flavor goes away rather quickly. I'm going to give this, as much as it's really easy to drink, I'm going to give it a 6.
Okay, I'm going to give it...
Just a mid-range.
I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Yep.
Because I actually think that I would use this as a mixer.
Oh, yeah.
I would throw it in a cocktail.
Throw it in one of the good cocktail co-mixers.
Maybe. And then also add some other liquor on top of that just to give it some extra punch.
Whoa.
So you're at a 6. I'm at a 7.5.
Yeah.
So on the good side of things, but not wasn't mind blowing for you.
No, it wasn't mind blowing. It's still nice. Yep. Just middle of the range for me.
Oh,
so that's all.
That's it. Well, how about we leave that one there and get on to our next can of fruit?
Let's do it. Round 2.
I can tell by the color exactly what that is. Green and red. It's Wonka Nerds.
Yeah, it is. I just got Wonka Nerds in a can.
Yay! I haven't had them in
so long.
Hope
you like going to the dentist.
I mean, Wonka Nerds, it's like you start off, you eat like one, and it's like, that's nice. You eat two, and then like in the third one, you eat like
which
the whole
pack. Always a handful.
Yeah, and you eat like the whole packet rather quickly.
Yeah.
It's just like sugar and flavor. Mm.
Or the ones where you used to like open them in the middle and you get both sides and you just like,
Well, it actually leads me to something in this flavor. I remember having the watermelon flavored Nerds.
Oh, really?
And I'd rather enjoy them, but I really do not like watermelon.
Okay.
As a fruit, it can fuck right off. I will not eat it in a house. I will not eat it with a mouse. I will not feed it to a cat. I will beat you with a bat. Do not give me fucking watermelon.
Nice rhyme. Don't do nursery rhymes for kids, though.
Yeah, well, I was mostly stealing from Dr. Seuss and Green Eggs and Ham.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, those eggs and ham have mold. Do not eat them.
Do not eat these eggs and ham.
I know you're a veggie, so you probably don't know what good
but
ham
still
is
don't,
anyway.
But still don't do it. Well, shall I crack this open?
Well, yeah, let's see if you can get a better crack. Standard. It's not what you want. It doesn't say fizzy watermelon, does it? It just says, like, I'm a can.
I'm a can. I open. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. All right. So, smell test. I'm actually smelling strawberry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not smelling watermelon. I'm trying to sniff in the way that I was going to say that the
can can't see me. Oh,
you're
right. Strawberries and cream. It smells like that strawberries and cream drink that we had. The Chupa Chup one.
Oh, yes, it does.
Which was so much sugar, I think I could have died.
I needed an EpiPen
afterwards.
Oh, yeah, something like that. Well, shall we... it's not a chink, it's more of a clunk with these. Clunk it and sunk it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I barely get anything. I literally feel like I'm having sparkling water.
Yeah, I'm getting like... It's sparkling water that someone opened near a watermelon. I'm getting watermelon, but it's like... it's not candy watermelon
or
real
watermelon at all.
Wait, have you got your water with you? Have a little water. Have a little sip of water. Give it a little... For the microphone, give it a...
It's very difficult with the angle the microphone's at. Hang on, let me get down low.
Okay, little John on the east side, boys.
Water.
There. Is that better?
Yeah, that
it was very awkward to try and do that.
That was much better. I'm glad you committed to the bit.
Yeah.
All right. Now that you've had your little sip of water, have a little sipple of your drink.
Okay, there's the watermelon.
Yeah, it's
but
hint.
It's very light.
Hmm.
I'm not getting much out of it at all.
Now, just out of interest, Jason, you bought 3 cans today. How much was each can?
I think they were like $5. Not much. And Dan Murphy's had a special on. I only spent $11 for the 3 drinks.
Okay. So look, $11 for 3 drinks. I wouldn't say that, like, this to me doesn't feel like a $3 drink.
No, it doesn't feel like a $3 drink.
But if you want to be $3.75 or something like that. Yeah.
$3.75. Yeah, about $3.75. Yeah, that's the one.
It feels very, I don't know, I wouldn't call this fruity beer because it's not beer. And no. I wouldn't call it fruity because it's kind of like, you know how you can get like sparkling water with a hint of lime, that kind of vibe? That's what I'm getting. It's a hint.
I'm wondering because, you know, we've obviously gone from aluminium to like a copper. So I'm wondering if the flavor has diluted or changed at all.
I would doubt that the aluminium has that much of an effect.
Nothing.
And I doubt that this is real copper.
Are you kidding me? I spent so many hours making these and like prospecting to get the copper.
Oh, is copper? Copper's, no, copper is an element. I'm thinking of bronze. Well, bronze is copper and I want to say tin?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, let me read out the description on this one. So, light and fruity flavored with a short finish. I feel like this is the same description. The watermelon aroma is carried onto the palate. This refreshing beer's recognizable watermelon notes are complemented with subtle malt and low bitterness. It's almost the same fucking...
You know what? I feel like this is what you would call an alco-pop.
I mean, look, you know, we have plenty of good drinks, you know. Why not have a medium range drink?
But I feel like this is like, I'm 18 and I want to drink, but I don't want the icky beer taste.
And I don't want to spend money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Might as well just fucking buy Passion Pop. Come on. No, actually, you know, I've never had Passion Pop.
Neither have I.
Maybe we should try some.
There we go,
Passion Pop,
the episode. We should get a guest on for that just to really disappoint them.
Yeah. Come on, come have some drinks. Passion Pop. We spent $3.
Does Passion Pop come in different flavors?
I think it does. Oh. I've seen pink ones and yellow ones.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Is there a non-colored one? So we can get like Passion Pop pink, Passion Pop yellow, Passion Pop neutral.
Passion Pop neutral.
Passion
it's
Pop
just
zero
water.
Sugar.
Zero sugar.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola's coming down on that like a ton of bricks.
I'm getting the watermelon in it, but yeah, it's just very... once again, this would be a good mixer for something stronger. I would use this to not be the basis of flavor in a cocktail, but to fill out the cocktail.
Yeah.
Because it's not adding, nor is it taking from the palate.
Well, you know what I'm going to add to this conversation?
The next segment.
Yeah, because we're getting really good at these segues until your wife took our segue last week.
Yeah, she did.
Which
what
was
a
very,
horrible, horrible.
Yeah, which is very, very good. So, as you're fully aware, and now our listeners will be, I turned the big 3-0 recently.
Yes. Now, have you had your first prostate exam?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I just do that myself each night. Just a couple of fingers. Or is it just meant to be one?
It's not meant to be till you're 40, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been doing a lot of that now. So, didn't expect gifts, but people bought me some lovely gifts, and you bought me some lovely glasses, which I have no place in the cupboard for, so I haven't taken them out of the box yet.
That's all right. You know, if they live in the box, it means you can smash some of your glasses and they'll be safe.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Always good to have a spare.
Exactly. I even got Pokemon cards.
Valuable Pokemon cards?
I haven't opened the packets yet, but we'll find out.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I'm not opening them now. Like, That's my little 14-year-old self being
gonna,
like, oh my god, Pokemon cards.
You're going to give the listeners a little dick tease and then just like, no Pokemon cards for you.
Yeah, pretty much. But
I'm going to just guess, you've got a Clefairy in one of them.
I've got a Clefairy in there?
Yep.
All right, if you're right, I'll let you know. I definitely don't have a Clefairy in this box, though.
That's exactly the way to make someone think that you've actually got a Clefairy in the box.
Hey, look what I caught. Clefairy, shut up! No, I got given this...
Holy fuck. Oh my Christ. It's a drum.
It's a drum. Don't break it, whatever you do.
No, this is...
It came wrapped in bubble wrap and it comes with like an official little pamphlet as well.
Wow.
Now, the listeners don't know what it is.
No, they've just heard me going like, wow, and banging this drum.
Yeah, like it's an interesting drum. Don't break it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got given that, which I was not expecting to get. So, do you want to explain, firstly, how the fuck you're holding it? Looks like you're holding a penis.
Well, it's a ceramic horn beer stein with a German sort of coat of arms on the front with that sort of European, Central European eagle style thing. Only one head, not two. With a sort of silver metal thumb lever, I guess, cap or topper.
The pewter lid.
Pewter? Pewter? Yes. Yep.
Which I have literally just learnt in here. And I've also just learnt that you are not to fill the container with the stein with corrosive drinks such as Coke or juice containing pineapple or tomatoes, as this can damage the pewter lid.
Oh, yeah, pineapple's super acidic.
Like, holy shit.
So I probably wouldn't put what we're drinking right now in it.
But yeah, so it is a stein.
I think this is for German and Belgian beers only.
Yeah, and I think it is also for just me to drink out of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is certainly a single owner thing.
Yeah, and it is actually made in Germany.
You know what? If it wasn't for the fact that it's horn-shaped, on some angles, it is giving me a cowboy boot vibe.
Yeah, it does look a little bit like a cowboy boot. Actually, talking of cowboy boots, when I was in Switzerland in 2015, there was a German guy running a restaurant who could barely speak any English, and we were managing to talk with him, and we were getting boot beers. So,
like doing a shoey?
No, not like doing a shoey. So they were big, but wouldn't that be great? A German dude. Yeah, shoey! So it was a massive fucking glass jug shaped as a boot. And it was filled with beer. It was like a litre of beer. It was so heavy to carry.
That sounds awesome.
He was the funniest old little man who was running the restaurant. And he was serving everybody on his own. And he was just like zipping around all over the place. I'm like, how the hell are you doing this without any staff? But good on you.
But that is a very cool gift.
Yeah, that's something that, like, I need to protect somehow. So it's just stayed in the box.
What a horrible time to have a toddler.
Yeah, this room stays locked up now that this is in here.
But that's very cool.
It's very different, isn't it? I was, not expecting. I also have a lot of alcohol that I need to now try and drink.
Well, if only you had a show to help.
I know. I just, as if there wasn't an outlet to share these drinks with people. I just,
or at least with someone who lives in the same postcode as you.
Yeah, the near vicinity. It's incredible. Yeah. I don't know how we're going to do it.
We'll find a way.
Yeah, we'll find a way. Bottle at a time.
Before we do that, do we want to challenge each other with some hard and fast facts or rate these drinks?
Let's do the hard and fast facts, I think.
So, you've downloaded a true or false, I was going to say truth or dare, true or false app as well.
I have. And now these are different apps.
Now, I should say, I haven't opened mine since the last time we did it.
Ah.
So, if it resets and it's the same questions again, I'm hoping we'll remember them.
Probably won't. What's your app called?
It's called True or False.
Mine is called Endless Quiz. Ooh. You literally open it up and it just keeps giving you questions.
Cool. Well,
so we're going to go 5 for 5.
Yep. What does the loser have to do?
I don't know. What does the loser have to do? I haven't actually got anything today.
I don't know. 10 push-ups?
Yeah, 10 push-ups. Let's do that. Cool. Yeah. I reckon I could do 10 push-ups.
I should have done arm day today.
Yes, advantage.
That's how is that advantage? Is either you win or and I lose and then I'm just doing it, you know?
Yeah, true.
Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Oh, look, it's my house. I'll go first. all right. Question one. We really should get like a little like... Which unit is part of the Air Force? Artillery, bomber, howitzer, or cruiser?
Bomber.
Correct.
I thought these were true or false. Anyway, ancient Egyptians trained boas, as in the snake, to gather dates from palm trees. True or false?
Oh, true.
Bow, bow.
Oh, I knew it was going to be false. All right, so you're one.
I'm on one. You're
one
on,
nil.
No, I'll just use my hand to count.
All right. And I'll... I should count because you're winning.
Yep.
And the, yeah, so, yep. Yeah. Which hormone lowers blood sugar levels? Glucagon? G-L-U-C-A-G-O-N?
Yep.
Oh my god. Insulin, leptin, or somatostatin?
Well, insulin is the drug that you take if you're diabetic, but I'm not sure if it's the name of the hormone, so I'm going to go with the glucose one, yeah.
Wrong. Insulin.
It is insulin. Okay, I didn't realize insulin was the name of the hormone.
Yeah, all right, so you're still on one. Your go.
All right. In 1848, Niagara Falls stopped for 30 hours.
True, because it froze over.
That is true.
Yes.
So that's one to you. We're even.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I've got much harder questions than you because you're giving me four answers that are one of which is right and I'm giving you a binary choice.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, we'll have to fix that next time. We're still getting this right. Which US president won four presidential elections?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Correct.
That's right. I don't even need your options.
Well, I can not give you the options and just ask you the question if you want to make it fair.
Well, it depends on the question.
Okay.
I'm going to read this as it's written and then I'm going to read it as what it means. Running cockroaches' velocity is about 40 kilometers an hour.
What the fuck?
So I think like, true or false, cockroaches run at 40 k's an hour.
False. You can't run at 40 k's.
That is correct. It is false.
Thank fuck. Oh, in fucking 40 k an hour cockroaches. No thanks.
They are pretty quick. They're like, doo, doo, doo.
In what unit do we measure pressure?
That could be two, depending on whether it is metric or imperial. There is pascals is one possible measure. There is also hectopascals.
Okay.
What are the four options?
OHM, pascal, volt, or watt?
Pascals, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Well done. Three.
True or false? Blue-eyed people are more good at foreign languages than all others.
Well, I'm blue-eyed. I'm going to say false.
Yeah, it is false because, yes. Like, eye color has nothing to do with brain capacity. And, yeah.
All right, three for three. Doing well. What region receives the most heat from the sun? The Arctic region, tropical region, temperate region, or the polar region?
Well, see, this is where it gets difficult because how is it measuring heat for the sun? Because the polar regions each spend about 6 months in the year with no sunset. Temperate's in the middle, and the temperate regions sort of stay... What is it? Arctic?
Arctic, tropical, temperate, or polar?
All right, I'm going to go against my better judgment here because it feels like a trap, and I'm just going to say temperate.
I haven't clicked it yet, but I'm going to say you're right. I have a feeling you're right.
All right.
You're wrong.
Oh, what is it?
Tropical.
Oh, fuck. Yes, of course it's fucking tropical. Why did I... All right, here's one for you. True or false? Turtles can live without food for up to 10 years.
False.
It is false.
Oh, thank God.
It's four.
Oh, all right. The relationship between lord and vassal was bridal, apodal, didal, or feudal?
Feudal.
Correct. Four for four. All right. Or 4v4.
All right. I think we're doing 4v4 because I think we've got up to six now. Anyway, polar bears can dive from a height of 15 meters.
True.
True. They could probably also dive from higher or shorter. Yeah. All right, that's five. Your turn.
Wait, what? Hang on. What was the question?
True or false, polar bears could dive from 15
meters. Oh, die. Meters. I thought you said dive.
Dive, as in like
did say dive.
Maybe do a couple of flips.
Yeah. Do a barrel roll. Yeah. All right, so I'm on five.
Yep.
So if you get this wrong...
Then I get to do the push-ups.
You get to do the push-ups. Right. Which of these plants does not belong to the same family as the others? Potato, eggplant, tomato, or lavender?
Okay, so I'm going to go with potato because that's an under-the-ground vegetable. And I think the others are above ground.
You're doing push-ups, buddy.
Okay.
It's lavender.
Well, I felt like that was too obvious. You know, it felt like, because potatoes are a dirt vegetable.
Yeah, but
I'm pretty sure
lavender isn't a vegetable.
No, but I feel like it's all above ground. It's got flowers and shit. Like, surely it's got more in common. I think the one about pressure was the best question because at least it gave
You already knew the answer.
All right, 10 push-ups.
10 push-ups. Come on. I will narrate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well done.
All right, I'm giving you some real questions next time, not this fucking, like, can a bear dive 15 meters? Like, can it dive 20? Let's find it.
It sounds like a really bad trailer, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
How far can this bear go? Brother Bear.
I know of Brother Bear. I've never seen Brother Bear.
Oh, it's a film. I can't remember.
I know
it.
It's a film.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
All right. So what do we think of this watermelon drank? I like how we both just finished it.
Yeah, we just finished it. Sorry. For me, that's a 4.5.
Yeah, I'm going to say that this is... Actually, I'm going to join you at a 4.5. This has potential as a mixer.
Again, yeah.
Otherwise,
meh.
Could have been so much more.
It could have been.
It had promise, and it failed to live up to it, like so many children.
Wow.
Average people come from somewhere.
Oh, Jesus. Controversial.
Speaking of controversy, I think we should have a third drink.
I think we should.
Well, let's move on to it.
Third drink. We're here.
And what is it?
Raspberry.
Ah.
It's raspberry.
Actually, I heard a song today.
This is probably going to taste like watermelon.
Actually, raspberry is a pretty strong flavor. You know the flavor blue raspberry?
Yeah.
You know that's just raspberry but blue? It's not a different flavor.
That's fucked, isn't it? It's this new flavor. It's not.
Blue raspberry is like, no, it's just raspberry.
It's like Lush. You know, they definitely recycle the scents and just call them something different. Like one year, cherry, and the next year, ornamental bonsai flower sniffed from an arse.
If you put of a geisha there, then it was like they would still keep some kind of class. But like now I'm just like, not only am I imagining an arse, but it's a donkey because it's also an arse, you know? Yeah, flavors do be like that. Not super familiar with Lush myself though.
Mm. Well,
I know they do bath bombs.
They do stuff.
Stuff's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I myself am a big fan of candles. I like a good candle. Actually, you know what I like? The anytime they have candles on special at Aldi is one of their special things. Like, you wait 2 weeks because no one buys them, and then you get this like $10 triple wick candle for like two.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's fantastic.
Actually,
that's how old we are now. Like,
did candles. did you experience the blackout this week?
No. You know what happened?
What?
So, because you obviously only live around the corner from me. I looked at the blackout map. It stops halfway up my street.
Oh, yeah.
And includes pretty much all of the rest of our portion of the suburb. Bar about halfway up our street, it stops. And I'm like, ha, suckers.
But bought a new little sort of lantern-y thing from IKEA.
Yeah.
Like to put a candle in. Not very good for trying to find a book in the dark. Yeah. So you know, I took it, you know, in hand, like you know, like the opening scene of Jumanji. But no, I went to, because I'm making another guest appearance on Blake's podcast, and yes. I requested a very specific Batman comic, which I already own.
Right.
I bought it at Midtown Comics in Manhattan. It's one of the greatest and probably best drawn Batman comics. Anyway. And I was like, well, I need to reread this for when I make the appearance.
Yeah.
So I went to read it because it was still light out, but it was in my studio, which is quite dark, and it has the roller shutters permanently shut because I don't want people knowing about my expensive guitars and computer.
Yes.
So I went in there, flicked on the light, and it's like, oh, you dumbass, it's the fucking blackout. So I went back and I got the lantern, which I'd pre-lit in the bedroom because I didn't know how long it was going to be. And brought it in there, and it's like, wow, this is like a candle is a shit light source. So, yeah, that's my candle story.
Wow. Well, talking of comics, I actually went to the Adelaide Comic Fair recently.
Yeah, you get anything good?
Well, I didn't buy any comics.
Well, that's a bit of a misleading. Yeah,
I know. I know. Well, it was like...
It was just all gardening tools. What the fuck?
Have you ever heard of this place called Bunnings? They just let me right in. Fucking weird.
Yeah.
People in red shirts everywhere. Brilliant.
You know what? I find it weird. It's like anyone can just buy a fucking chainsaw.
You walk in, it's right fucking there. Lawnmowers, chainsaw, shovel. Like, it's a murderer's dream, isn't it? You just walk in. This is where
it's
I get all my murdering equipment.
It's like, I wonder what would happen, right? You go there. It's like, hi, I need duct tape, cable ties, weed killer, funnel, some tubes.
And bleach. And hydrogen peroxide.
And some sharp blades. And a chainsaw. Like, would they just direct you everywhere, or would they go, excuse me, sir, can you please not use us as your murder hole?
As he's like, oh, quick, better throw him off the scent. I'll have a leaf blower as well, thanks. Well, with considering how close Costco is here in Adelaide to a Bunnings, you could go from there from Bunnings to Costco and buy a coffin.
You don't buy a coffin for someone you've murdered, all right? Like,
if you want to really make it
convincing. Actually, that's something that's been made illegal recently.
What, murdering people?
No.
Fuck, I didn't know it was legal before. I would have done it.
No, it's an interesting twist on a pre-existing thing. It's I think it was already illegal, but they've just added some more penalties on it. I think that you get a 10-year extension to your sentence for murder, or you can't be released on parole if you've murdered someone. If the body is still missing.
That's good, though.
Because that's about closure for the family.
There's no closure for the family.
So if you ever want to, you know, see the sunlight again, you got to tell us where the body is, Jason.
I didn't kill anyone. What are you on about?
Your first wife. Miranda.
Miranda. How do you know about Miranda?
Well, she's the one behind this lovely raspberry beer.
Yeah.
So let's open this can and get
Never
into
talk
it.
About Miranda again. Disappointing.
Yeah. Just like the last drink. It's got a good pour sound.
Yeah. I did say at the start of this, at least they're all the same consistency in terms of alcohol content. It's not like we're getting one stupidly strong.
Oh my god. That's a strong smell.
I take back my previous comment just then.
No, smell like...
That smells like a fruit tingle. No. The chewy ones, Lifesavers.
Lifesavers are chewy?
Yeah, there's the chewy...
No, I haven't had Lifesavers
like
in ages.
Like blackcurrant ones.
I like the musk ones. Anyway,
the
shall
flavor
we...
flavor goes past really quickly, though.
Shall we clank it and drink it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That one actually has some flavor.
That one tastes like a real raspberry.
Mm. Well, I'm getting blackcurrant.
I am also getting a bit of blackcurrant. This one seems to have a deeper palate. What does it say on the website?
Probably the same thing. Light and fruity flavored with a short finish. The raspberry aroma is carried onto the palate.
Wait, let me guess. There's not much bitterness?
This refreshing beer has slightly tart notes. Ah. Complimenting with subtle malt and low bitterness.
Yeah.
Gonna get.
Yeah, you're gonna get this raspberry up in my gob.
That is the better one out of them.
I do quite like this one. In fact, this one is the first, like the other two I was like, yeah, they could be mixed. Yeah, they could be mixed. This is a drink by itself. This doesn't necessarily need a mix. But raspberry did remind me. I took Teddy for a walk this morning. Just a little lap of the block.
Yep.
And you know, had my headphones in, heard a song that I hadn't heard in ages, Raspberry Beret by Prince.
You know,
it's such a good song. It's a nice jam.
I'm sorry, I'm sick of that song.
Raspberry Beret.
Yeah, I've heard it so many times, mainly because it's on a playlist that I used to play at a previous workplace. So, and it's, look, don't get me wrong, it's a great song, but I am sick of hearing it.
Raspberry Beret. And that's enough for copyright reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the best Prince song.
I don't actually know a lot of Prince songs when I think
about it. 1999, Let's
okay,
Go Crazy.
Yeah, I know about the 1999.
When Doves Cry, Purple Rain.
Okay, maybe I do know more than
actually,
I thought.
I've just named three from the one album. Controversy, Kiss. Yeah. You don't have to be beautiful.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know that one. Wow, I knew a lot more than I thought.
Yeah.
Like, I'll remember things with songs and artists, but I don't actually know that who's done it.
Oh, Cream. Cream's a good song by...
Cream?
Shaboogie.
Shaboogie Cream.
No, after you, Cream.
Would you,
Shaboogie.
That would be great if you went into like a coffee house or something, and you like on a really cold day. Like, let's just set the scene. So you walk in, really nice. It's freezing cold outside. It's snowing. You walk in. There's a nice fireplace just off to your right there, crackling away. And you're like,
are we doing ASMR now?
You know, I don't want coffee today. I just want something like heartwarming, like a cocoa. Get to the counter and they're like, would you like some shibugie cream with that?
Actually, one thing I do, because, you know, I am a musician-y person, whenever someone says something about cream, I immediately like just respond like naturally with shibugie. Just like, it's like, oh, do you want some, you know, cream with that? Shibugie. Yeah.
People in coffee shops just look at you real weird, don't you?
Shibugie? I can you imagine as like, you know, and then it says, sir, that you drowned the victim in cream. Shibugie. I would just naturally shibugie any mention.
Or if
of
you're
cream.
Like, you're not even part of the trial, you're just at the back of the room. Shibugie.
Yeah, that's just who I am. I'm a shibugist.
Shibugist. It's a practicing religion, is it?
One who shibugs.
This is just... It's better than it's
strong in a different way.
It is strong in a different way.
I can't describe it.
No, neither can I.
So, Jason, as you'd be aware, I have money.
I do. You have some cash?
Yeah, well, Kirsten and I have been saving. We went to an auction last week.
Oh, yeah. How did it go? I remember you telling me about that you were going to an
auction. Yeah, so it was our first experience. We signed up as bidders. We didn't actually place a bid. It was an interesting house. Bedroom 2 and 3 didn't actually have a wall between it, but we were like, actually, that kind of would be pretty cool. We can do something with that.
Where was this house?
Paraka.
Oh, okay.
It was a good place. Anyway, ended up being a bidding war between like 3 property investors, and it was an interesting experience. But like, we signed ourselves up, and it was in a weird thing, as it's like, well, if we get it, great. If we don't get it, also great, because we don't have to move.
Yeah,
like, we could have like, we ended up walking away from it, feeling like we're glad we didn't get that house because it was like the nightmare. But yeah,
What did the bidding price start at?
$450.
What did it finish at?
$661.
Fuck.
And this is for a 4-bedroom with worn out carpet. And
how big was the block? Big enough for 2 more homes?
No. No, you couldn't fit a second home on that.
Oh, so you couldn't knock it down and put two homes.
You couldn't knock it down and put two unless one of them was not going to have any kind of carport or parking facilities.
Oh, okay. Wow. The Australian property market.
But no, I think it... and then, interestingly, interest rates went up on Tuesday, so I was like, sucks to be that guy.
Yeah. And that's a sucky thing, isn't it? Because when you think about, for people who want to buy a home, interest rates going up is a good thing because the house price is slow or tend to come down a little bit. Mm. Like, that's the idea.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you already own a home, it sucks because you can't afford to live in your own fucking home.
Well, the
so it's a catch-22, isn't it? You win or lose... in one scenario or another.
But the real issue is that, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, Prime Minister John Howard and his government decided that property investment should be the way for us, you know, people to make money. So they turned something that's sort of like a basic human need, shelter, into this big cash cow. And, you know, with any kind of investment, there's this idea of you're taking a risk to get reward, but they removed all the risk from it, right? And now we're in a situation where that risk is like being put back in because there's no other choice but to put it back in. And what are people finding? Oh no, I'm gambling. Because, you know, like, if you're investing in property, investment is meant to be a gamble.
Yeah.
Right. And now people are seeing that there is actually risk to it. So I'm hoping it brings the market down. And there are some people out there with like 20 houses. You don't need 20 houses.
Yeah. And you know what? That's what really pisses me off is everybody out there calls it, you know, first home buyers, they can't get on the property market or they can't get their foot on the property ladder. And I'm like,
can
we
be on the ladder? I just want a fucking house.
Thank you. I'm like, can you stop calling it a ladder and stop calling it the property market? Because all I want to do is own a home where I can live for the next 20 years.
And then die.
Well, I don't want to die, but...
It's statistically likely.
Shut up.
Human being.
I don't want to die. I will be in a head... I'll be a head in a box or in a glass tube like on Futurama with all the presidents. That's where I'm going. And then I'm going to get re-elected like Nixon.
Yes, sure. Sure you will.
Yeah. So, yeah, but no, all I want to do is own a home where I don't have the fear of somebody coming around every 3 months to do a property inspection. You know, with a 1-year-old at the moment. You know what they picked us up last time on? Handprints on the counters on the door in the kitchen. The whole rest of the house was clean. They picked up that. And I'm like, I don't care what people say when it's, oh, but it's their job to find something. No, it's not their job to find something. Their job is to make sure the home is in an acceptable state. Handprints at a one-year-old level on one door in the kitchen is not something that needs to be pointed out.
That's very bullshit.
And I think it's bullshit. And then the other thing is, like, I could then just, if I have my own home, I pay the amount that I need to pay. I can renovate it the way I want to renovate. I can put fucking pictures up without the worry of them coming around saying, well, you put a hole in the wall. That's $400 to fucking fix it.
You know what I want to do?
I want to have strong feelings about
this. I want to replace whatever room in my future house becomes my music room. I want it to be, it's not going to be a secret room, but I want a bookcase door.
Yeah, exactly. You can just do things so that you want to do to live in it.
Because it makes space where I would have a bookcase and also a door. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's all it is.
Also, I've got a lot of guitars and I want to hang them on the walls.
Yeah.
Not to view, but as easy access. You know?
But also, really cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, if you've got a guitar, hang it on the wall.
Exactly.
Motherfucker.
Talking of motherfuckers.
I got a lot of stuff I want to hang on the wall.
What?
It's like art and shit.
Yeah, okay, fair call.
And photos and, I don't know, like this cool rock I found.
Yeah, just get a rock, nail gun the rock to the wall.
Yeah, you like that's the thing, like you can hang anything on a wall.
Yeah.
We've got that really nice painting of Teddy. That's going to go like right, like, so the first thing you see when you open the door is like Teddy lives here.
Yeah.
You're going to know. Besides the fact that Teddy will be like, roo, 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 when you come to the door. Yeah, like, yeah. It's like, if he doesn't, this is Teddy.
Yeah. If you haven't seen the physical form of Teddy, here's the painted version of him.
Now, speaking of things that are just as beautiful, how about this drink?
Look, the more I have of it, the more it sort of like dwindles away.
Yeah, it was a really good first hit and then it sort of faded. This actually does make me want to redo my ranking for the first one, which was...
Same.
Yeah, I want to put the first one down to a 6.
Mm-hmm.
I think this one for me is maybe a 7.
I'm going to redo mine as well. I'm going to put this at the 6.5.
Yep.
And I'm going to put the other one at a 5.5. So I've got a 4, 5.5 and a 6.5.
All right, well, I got a 4.5, a 6, and a 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this one can be a drink on its own. I would enjoy one. I probably wouldn't have a second.
No, it's like those seltzers that we tried ages ago. You know, you have one.
They were very light on flavor.
Yeah. And I think we both tend to be people who like
a Bonica? Is that who we had it with?
No, we had a lot of strong drinks with Bonica. The seltzers were our fourth episode.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Yeah. These three drinks, I think, look, if you want to have something light, maybe they're a good summery drink. Maybe they're a bit nothingy.
They're cheap. If you can't afford much.
It's like having sex in a canoe.
Have you had sex in a canoe?
That's not the question you should be asking.
Why is it like sex in a canoe?
Because it's fucking close to water.
You still didn't answer my first question, though.
Oh, what was the first question?
Have you fucked in a canoe?
No. I, like, of all the places, why there? Why? Are you that horny that you couldn't row yourself to shore?
No, just, like, just no. Right there, yeah, in the canoe. Hold my paddle. No, use it.
Oh, that's not what I meant by paddle. Of all the places, like, it's not like sex on a yacht. It's like, ooh, glamorous yacht. It's not even sex in, like, a fucking dinghy. It's a canoe. Like, a canoe, like, it comes up around your waist. You've got your legs out in front of you. You're going to have to, like, I feel like logistically you're going to tank the canoe. You will sink the canoe.
Just hop out, fuck in the water, then hop back in the canoe.
By having fun rubs in the canoe. You're going to sink it.
Fun rubs.
Well, it's...
I can't reach that far back. Just use your toes.
One day Alice is going to listen to this and she's going to be like, how was I conceived?
In a canoe on a lake. Very awkwardly. There were lots of toes involved.
What lake? There are like two lakes in this state.
Lake Eyre.
So on a dry desert floor, yes, in a canoe in the middle of fucking nowhere.
We went a long way to commit to this. Oh. Oh, shit.
That is not... idea.
No? Well, I'll let you know how it goes. How it goes.
Child number two, leg baby.
Went out to the lake baby and made canoe lake it baby. Out.
Ow.
Oh, that's amazing. So that was our three drinks.
So do they have a brand? What was it? Sungazer?
Sungazer Fruity Beer. Relatively new. Only seems to have just come out. Made by Carlton and United Breweries.
All right, Carlton and United Breweries.
Fix these.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, you got enough.
We were generous.
We're not. They're not worried about money.
No,
but they got a shit ton of money. They can just.
And if they want to give us money to try them again, send it our way.
I would advise them to change it first, but they're the kind of company that can take a risk like this and not go broke. Other companies, like, this would be their one and done, and they'd be like, "Fuck, we fucked up."
And like I said, we were generous with those ratings.
Like with, you know, we have a look at like Pals.
Yeah, they were great.
They were a similar style of drink, but they were...
I think
were,
I rated one of them a 10.
I'm pretty sure you did, yeah.
Yeah.
But then you look at some of the microbreweries, the small breweries, they do these like really interesting and unique flavors and stuff like that. And like these places just like, oh, what if we add like one part flavor to 100 parts fizzy water? You know,
and we'll call it a drink.
So I would say, like, I'm not going to say this is a do not buy. I'm not going to say that this is. I think that there is a market for this, and I think that people will like this. But if this is your favorite drink, please reconsider.
Yeah,
like there are other drinks out there that are better, and you can probably make other drinks out there that are better.
Yeah,
honestly, if you want this thing, all right, how's about this? Get a shot of vodka or a shot of whatever clear liquor you like,
yeah.
Not including tequila, maybe a white rum, and then add, you know, some mango stuff or add some raspberry.
I think the mango would
maybe
go
some
well
raspberry
with it.
Cordial, and then soda water or tonic water to the top of the glass.
What are you drinking? Cotties.
I was actually thinking more grenadine. Oh. Sort of the fancy cordial.
Ribena.
I've never had Ribena.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. That's why my teeth fall out, because of the lack of vitamin C or whatever the fuck's in Ribena.
Everything.
Actually, did you know that there were some, like, school children once who proved that Ribena doesn't actually have any, like, vitamins in it? Yeah.
Yeah, they proved it, and crazy. Then they're like, oh, fuck.
Fuck you, Ribena, and your lies. And, yeah, you could make your own cocktails that tasted better than this with sort of the same formula without having to pretend it's beer. And honestly, I think this beer, the name beer... I think that's more of a marketing trick than a truth, because it's probably something like, you know, oh, guys want to drink this drink, but they don't want to seem girly. So if we call it a beer, then men will buy it. And it's like, nah.
I mean, I did buy them.
But I think it's like they're calling it a beer, hoping to crack into a male market. And, you know, they're making it fruity, hoping to, you know, just get any kind of market. Do better.
Yeah.
Do better.
I could have rated them lower, but I didn't. And honestly, if. Someone
asked it's
me
not
again
as bad
later.
As the it's not as bad as the beer that we said like this is shit. No,
the no buy one, yeah.
But it's not a no buy. It's just like there are better ways to spend your money. You know, in like paying a dwarf to like aggressively run headfirst and headbutt you in the junk at 20 km an hour is a better investment.
That's a strong opinion, and I think that's the opinion that we'll leave it on.
Yeah, that I'm happy with that.
Well, for Drinkscussion, he's been Kieran.
And he's been Jason.
Thanks for listening.
And recycle your bottles.